Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Father to Daughter, Life Lessons on Raising a Girl, by Harry H. Harrison, Jr., narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Preface. I was amazed and gratified by the response to my earlier book, Father to Son. So many dads and moms of boys told me how much reading it meant to them. As an author, you treasure those moments. But the most surprising thing was that dads of girls told me they read the book too. I asked them, "Well, is raising a girl like raising a boy?" And mostly they'd smile and say, "No, it's another world." And they'd ask why there wasn't a father book for them. With all the interest and sentiment devoted to the mother-daughter relationship, the relationship between fathers and daughters was often overlooked. But of course, a strong, loving father is as important to a girl as he is to a boy. So, spurred to action by several dear friends, I set out to interview dads of successful daughters. Their daughters are academic powerhouses, star athletes, talented artists, honors graduates, fearless missionaries, and successful entrepreneurs. These women embrace their roles as mothers and wives and breadwinners because of the way they were raised. These dads had obviously done an outstanding job. Their daughters are changing society. They had changed their dads. All the men I interviewed shared one precept: that it was important to be involved in their daughters' lives. This is really their book. I just wrote down what they said. Introduction. Raising a girl takes two parents: a mom to show her how to be a woman, a dad to encourage her to be fearless. A dad's job is to make his daughter courageous, to make her feel beautiful, to give her a sense of adventure, to give her security and the confidence to handle any situation. The relationship between a dad and a daughter is very simple. She will love her father and trust him completely, forever, because he's her first love, her first hero, the first man in her life. The five keys. 1. Always be involved in her life. 2. Respect and honor her mom. 3. Treasure every moment with her. 4. Pray for her every day. 5. Be her hero. The Wonder Years. Realize from the beginning that even at 1 week old, she's a girl. So she's going to be just as charming and just as mystifying as every other girl you know. Being her dad will not change this. Accept the fact that she will melt your heart anytime she chooses. Take part in her life now. Don't wait until she's 15 to try to develop a relationship. She may look adorable, but be forewarned, her diaper is going to be just as challenging as any boy's. When you get home from work, hold her as much as possible. This is for your benefit as much as hers. Sing to her while you're rocking her. She'll love hearing your voice, and it's a great way to pass the time at 1 a.m. Be sure to take lots of photos of her now. She is changing every day. Tell her from day one that she can accomplish anything. Let her sleep on your chest when she's a baby. This is when the world begins to make sense. Yes, she's a girl, but her screams will be as loud as any baby boy's when she's hungry or tired or upset. Make her part of your world. Let her see you shave, work, read, and relax. She'll love spending time with you, no matter what you're doing. Enjoy it while it lasts. Memorize her face, her eyes, her hands. She'll be memorizing everything about you. Keep saying Daddy over and over to her. There's a good chance Dada will be her first word. Introduce her to the joys of ice cream and chocolate sauce. She'll have as much fun playing with it as she will eating it. Give her baths. Do not leave this to Mom alone. It is pure magic. Come to grips with the fact that you cannot carry her around all her life. She will eventually have to learn to walk. Remember, if you yell at a boy not to play with a wall socket, he'll either stomp off or do it anyway. A girl will cry. When she babbles at you in baby talk, always respond with a positive. Yes, of course. You're right. Soon enough, you'll be telling her no all the time. Her mom will show her how to bake chocolate chip cookies. You show her how to dunk them in milk. Realize when she starts walking that anything she can reach will disappear. Find a child-proof place for your keys, your cell phone, the TV remote. Know that while you will never understand her thing for dolls, you will buy her more of them than you can possibly imagine. Teach her to count. First her fingers, then Cheerios, M&Ms, dandelions, and fireflies. Emotionally, physically, and spiritually healthy girls are raised in a loving atmosphere. Do all you can to create a tranquil, harmonious home. Let the family dog sit under her high chair at dinner. Your daughter will be a source of food for him, and the dog will be a constant source of wonder for her. Invest money in a college fund now. Be prepared to watch Disney movies with her some 200 times each. Your wife can play her Mozart and Beethoven symphonies. You introduce her to the Beatles. Tickle her. Play with her. Give her piggyback rides. She's not breakable. Never abandon the sense of wonder that comes from watching her and her mother together. Relish the moments when she toddles up and for no reason at all throws her arms around your neck. Resist the urge to buy her the world. Trust her mom to understand the mystery of little girls. You have yet to figure out the mystery of big ones. Realize that if you take her on a plane trip before she can talk, there's a good chance she'll scream for 2.5 hours. Encourage her to go barefoot. Never, ever make fun of her.
Bear in mind that from the very beginning, your personality will shape her.
Realize that as you shape her, she will shape you. Don't think that because she's a sweet little girl, she can't throw food with the best of them. Buy her a beautiful necklace very early on. Continue to add pearls or precious stones to it as she grows older. When you take her to the movies, be ready for her to bring along 5 or 6 of her favorite stuffed animals. When fathers of boys look at you strangely, act as if her behavior makes perfect sense. She will want a pet. She will also want to dress her pet in costumes and take it for strolls in her doll carriage. Take her out shopping, just the 2 of you. Remember, she's 5, You don't need to threaten your 401k, but you'll be tempted. Always remember, she can do anything a boy can do. In fact, her odds of going to medical school are better than a boy's. Brush her hair. You'll be amazed at how long she'll want you to do this. Never forget that fathers who aren't just supportive, but also around, produce daughters with high self-esteem. Read to her, often. Very soon, she'll be reading to you. Build a shelf for her dolls and stuffed animal collection. Ask her to tell you stories about each one. Have tea parties with her. Nibble on whatever she puts in front of you. Tell her it's delicious. Take her to the zoo. She'll love the elephants, the monkeys, the lions, the petting zoo, everything. Buy her a jungle gym. However, if she falls off that jungle gym, disregard those thoughts about killing yourself. Encourage her to play with the boys. Nicely. Take her fishing. She'll be disgusted by the worm on the hook, but she'll love reeling in the fish. Play catch with her, even if the ball is pink and covered with glitter. Talk to her about what she wants to be when she grows up. Continually reinforce the idea that anything is possible. Don't tolerate her temper tantrums. Not now, not when she's 15. Your home will be more peaceful for this. Restrict her TV viewing unless you want her to grow up with the values Hollywood teaches. Dance with her always. She'll never be too young or too old. Remember, if a little girl doesn't get a nap, she can resemble something from a Stephen King novel. Put galoshes on her and take her out to stomp in mud puddles. Little girls are fascinated by escalators. Make sure you hold her hand. Make her a Valentine's Day card every year. Take her horseback riding. Girls love horses. Lie on your backs in the grass and look for shapes in the clouds together. It's a good way to approach life when you're young. You'll notice that little girls love to have their faces painted with rainbows and stars. Be prepared to have several rainbows painted on your face every now and then, too. Be home for dinner on time. This is very important. Believe it or not, when she's 2.5, she's ready for a bike with training wheels. You, however, might not be. Ask her about her day every day. Share her wonder. Keep her secrets. This way, she will begin to trust men. Write this down. Girls cry. A lot. Sure, give her a baseball glove for her birthday. Or a hockey stick. Little girls love a hose and a sandbox. They also love to rip off their clothes after they get them wet. Don't freak out. Take her for a walk in the woods. Show her what poison ivy looks like, how to cross a stream, and how to find her way back. Let her teach you about what she learned today, about the pilgrims, or multiplication, or manatees, how to sing her favorite song, how to bake a cake, how to braid Barbie's hair. Show her how to play poker. It involves math, bluffing, paying attention, taking risks, making decisions, and knowing when to fold them and move on. Resist the urge to let her sleep in your bed when she's scared or sick. Independence starts in childhood, so sit with her in her own room until she falls back to sleep. Teach her not to be afraid of boys, but to be ready to challenge them. When she's old enough, sign her up for karate lessons. This is more for your sake than hers. Plant flowers with her, even if your garden is on a windowsill. Don't be surprised if during her first sleepover she calls you at 3 a.m. to come pick her up. The fact that she misses you is a wonderful thing. She will fall in love with dogs, kittens, birds, and stuffed unicorns. It may make no sense to you, just smile. If another girl or boy hurts her in any way, you will feel a very real inclination to inflict harm. Resist it. This impulse won't get any weaker as your daughter gets older. Show her how to climb a tree. Also, how to climb down. Praise her, often. Let her know you love her the way she is. If you tell her this often enough, she might remember it throughout adolescence. Make up stories to tell each other at night. Stretch her imagination. Remember, little sisters will idolize, chase, and annoy their big brothers and sisters all through those brothers and sisters' teenage years. It's really no one's fault. Teach her how and when to call 911. Unleash her on a computer when she's 4, and she may be writing code by the time she's 8. Learn to read her moods. The day is coming when she won't talk about everything with you. Buy her a chemistry set. Tell her it would be nice if her experiments didn't involve smoke, fire, or her little brother. Get involved at her school. Go to the PTA meetings. Meet her teachers. Know what's going on. Encourage her to try new things while she's young, and she'll be more willing to try new things when she's older. Teach her it's more important to show off her brains than her body. Surprise her by showing up at her school for lunch, bearing Happy Meals or pizza. Always respect her privacy and modesty. Don't pry into the stories she and her mother tell each other. They'll let you in on them when they want to. Read her stories from your local newspaper or the New York Times or Wall Street Journal websites. This will spark a lifelong habit. Teach her computer safety early on. That chatting with friends is fun, but she should never, ever, ever give her name or contact information to a stranger. Reinforce her interest in math and science, both inside and outside the classroom. One of the most useful skills you can teach her is how to stand up for herself. Then she can stop anyone from picking on her. Talk to her about drugs and alcohol early and often. You don't want her to learn this stuff from anybody else. Never argue with her mom in front of her. As hard as it may be, walk away. Encourage her to trust her instincts, especially when a person or a place feels unsafe. Remember, Society is teaching her its values 24/7. You need to be more determined to teach her yours. Insist that she will not wear makeup until she's in middle school. Never permit her to talk back rudely to you or to her mother, or anybody else for that matter. Teach her patience, kindness, and tolerance. If you don't, many years from now, you'll wish you had. Display her artwork in your office. Why should all the good stuff go on the refrigerator? Take her to the golf course with you. Give her a kids' club so she can whack balls around. Encourage her to compliment others. Eat breakfast with her. This will give her a reason to be at the table on time. Think before you speak. Even when you don't mean to, you can end up hurting her feelings. Teach her that her actions speak louder than her words, even if she's screaming her words. Encourage her to do good deeds and not tell anyone about them. Never laugh at her dreams. Impress upon her the three R's: respect for self, respect for others, responsibility for all her actions. Remind her to correct a mistake as soon as she realizes she's made one. Encourage her to spend time by herself. Teach her to read between the lines. Remember, though, that she will probably have a more natural ability for this than you do. Share your knowledge with her about your business, about the stock market, about quarterback ratings. Never let her forget that you love her, even when you're angry with her. Remind her never to interrupt when she's being flattered. Take her out of town to somewhere she's never been, at least once a year. This will develop her sense of adventure. Don't miss a recital, concert, play, or any other performance of hers. Not now, not ever. Give her a picture of you to put in her first purse. If you're lucky, she'll always carry a photo of you. Encourage her to be kind, even to the girl nobody likes. Make sure she can reach you 24 hours a day. Tell her when you're wrong and apologize. Remember, she needs a strong self-image before she becomes an awkward teen. A father's love can make all the difference. The mystery years. Accept the fact that the loving, tender angel you've spent the last decade with may disappear sometimes. Don't worry, she'll return. Remember, teenage girls spend hours in their room doing something. No man has ever really figured out what that something is. Many times, she may not know what she wants. Your job is to help her figure it out. Once she begins to develop physically and sexually, don't pull away from her. Insist that she go to bed at a reasonable hour. Teenage girls need more sleep than babies do. Have her hand over her cell phone at bedtime. This will force her to either study or sleep. It's also a preemptive strike against inappropriate texting. Throw away the scales. Weight gain during puberty is normal. Stress healthy eating, exercise, and plenty of sleep. Tell her she looks beautiful in braces. Show her a photo of what you looked like in yours. Friend her on Facebook. It's a handy way to know what's going on in her life. Remind her that the most sacred thing shared by a father and daughter is trust. Get to know all her friends. Middle school marks the zenith of peer influence. Remember, by the time she turns 13, she'll have heard all about sex, drugs, alcohol, and violence from television, magazines, movies, friends, and the internet. Hopefully, she's already learned about them from you. Lose the smartphone and spend time together as a family. Remember, when you're dealing with a 13-year-old girl, for all intents and purposes, you're dealing with a fruitcake. Listen to the music she's listening to. And don't forget what your parents thought of what you listened to. Talk to her often about decision-making and sex, about peer pressure, about love, about romance, about God. You never know when it will be just the thing she needs to hear. Teach her that gossiping will eat at her soul. Never underestimate her intelligence. Watch your language around her. Insist she watch hers. Don't freak out when she says she hates her mom. It's a mother-daughter thing. Just insist she show her mom respect. Give her household chores to accomplish and hold her accountable. This will help her keep in touch with family life. Teach her not to judge people by the labels they wear. Review her homework with her nightly and drill her to help study for tests. This is an outstanding way to stay involved in her life. Girls at this age can be uncomfortable stating what they really need. More often than not, she needs you to be a parent. Adolescent girls congregate in shopping malls. Drive her there. Make sure she knows, and you know, who's bringing her home. Don't put any more restrictions on your daughter's freedom than you would on a son of the same age and maturity level. Accept the fact that girls squeal when they're happy, or confused, or excited, or scared, or because they just saw a certain boy in line. She will get into spats with her best friends. She will have to deal with mean girls. You will feel, and be, utterly powerless. Tell her to believe in true love, not just in middle school. When she's particularly angry, sit down with her and have her try to describe what's going on. Remember, the longer you listen, the more you'll learn. Monitor her TV viewing, movie watching, and internet activity, or else she just might believe she should be sexually active, dangerously thin, experimenting with drugs, and hanging out with rock stars. Remember that most big sisters lord it over their little brothers. Remember also that most little brothers have ways of getting even. Don't subscribe to magazines that exploit women. It makes a statement about how you view all women. Play tennis or some other sport with her once a week. Even if you're a terrible player, it's a great way to spend time with her. Facebook and YouTube and texting will all be part of her life. Make sure she is able to recognize and avoid dangerous or inappropriate possibilities.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?